Okay, like all the shurim we do here, I don't say it at every shir, but it's kedai to mention it, especially when we get to a good controversial topic. The purpose of these shurim is not to render any psak halacha l'maisa. That's why you have rabbanim. So you discuss it with them. The purpose of these shurim is just to make trouble. So this way you can have ammunition if you want to present your argument academically to the Rav, whoever you're bringing your shaylas to. But again, definitely nothing here should be taken halacha l'maisa. It's merely an overview of the issues and some of the sugyas that often come up. What I want to discuss this evening is predominantly the shaila that I got from two different people with two different scenarios. One shaila is, can a person hear the Megillah over the phone? Very often you have people that are not well, elderly and sick, and they can't get someone to read for them. So it used to be you could only use a telephone. Today with science, with technology, you can do Skype, and you can do a lot of other cool things and FaceTime, but it's all really the same shadow. Nothing really changes all that much. A, can someone hear the Megillah over a telephone? And B, can someone hear the Megillah over a microphone? Different scenario, but perhaps the same outcome. It's all good. Yeah, we'll talk about Havdalah. That's the shadow that comes up as well. This time of the year, you can either talk about it by Megillah. The Acharonim talked about it by Shofar, believe it or not. That's the other place where it came up, was Megillah Shofar. The third place is Havdalah, very Negeya. And the other time they talk about it is under the chuppah. When you make the brachos under the chuppah, should you or shouldn't you have a microphone? Those are the four times of the year when people talk about the status of microphones. So let's get into it a little bit for Negeta Mikra Megillah. So again, the truth is, if you really want to do the sugya the right way, you really have to go back to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about listening to a shofar through a kol havara. That literally translates to be an echo. Gemara talks about in Rosh Hashanah, the person hears the shofar through an echo. We're really going to skip the Gemara and really just focus and leave aside even some of the lamdas perhaps, just to get the psakim of the achronim who dealt with the shayla, and therefore you can make your own decisions based on the shayla. So we'll start with the matirim. I want to give you the full picture, we got to be honest. We'll mention the matirim, who are of the opinion that one can hear the Megillah via telephone, perhaps microphone, Skype, and all the same. There were such matirim, and there are such matirim perhaps. But let's see who they are. So we'll start off with the Munkach Rebbe, the great Minchas Elazar. He writes in a tshuva the following. He was asked about a bunch of different things over a telephone. He actually, it's kedai to look at the tshuva, he was asked about making a lechaim over the telephone. That was the real shayla, right? Two Jews that want to share news with each other, so you call up the other Jew on the phone, you say, let's make a lechaim over the phone, because the business deal, someone had a baby, whatever it is, can you make a lechaim and a bracha over the phone? So the Munkach Rebbe writes, let's talk about Megillah for a second. He writes, v'chein le'inyin Megillah, nishalti, I was asked, im yoytza hashemea mehakeru b'telephone, I was asking one b'yoytza with a telephone, says the Munkach Rebbe, I found no problem with it. I have no problem with listening to Megillah over the telephone. There's no psul by Megillah that you have to hear the direct sound. That's a psul maybe by Shofar. There's no such psul by Megillah that has to be the direct voice. Let it be an indirect voice. Let it be a changed voice. Who cares? That's okay. So the Munkach Rebbe was of the opinion, there is no problem to hear the shofar from the telephone. So, mistama telephone and the we'll see in the achrenim that the telephone and the microphone are the exact same status. So, according to the Munkach Rebbe, you can hear it over the telephone, you can Skype it, you can hear it maybe even over the radio. That would all be fine. In Eretz Yisrael, they have a live broadcast of the Megillah. So, according to this achren at least, that would be all fine. You're hearing it, and again, you wouldn't probably be able to hear a taped one. Let's say you have a taping of last year's Megillah reading. Someone taped it. You play the tape recorder. So that probably is not going to work. But as long as it's live over the radio or over a Skype or over a microphone, according to the Munkach Rebbe, that's okay.
So the fact that there is a delay.
The fact that there is a delay. Rav Moshe addresses in the tshuva, which we'll see in a little bit. He says every single time we talk, there's a delay. There's a slight delay when we talk, and that's okay. So Rav Moshe thought that's the same thing, or her also.
Okay.
So the order that I put the Maamar Kremes on the paper wasn't so much chronological order. It wasn't so much from Matirim to Machmirim, but I tried to go Be'erech, not exactly in a perfect chronological order, but I dealt with the earlier Acharonim than the more of the contemporary. So obviously the Munkach Rebbe died in the 30s. He died before the Holocaust, so he's not so early. But the Pa'as Sadcha quotes from Reb Chaim Salvechik. Reb Chaim Salvechik waited on this Shaila. And he quotes over here number two, ובשם הגויין מויב רבי הגויין רב חיים בריסקר רב חיים סלוויצ'יק שמעתי I heard שהכלי הנקרא טלפון דינוי כמוי הוורו לעניין שאין לי יוצא די חבוסוי במצווס הצריכס שמיע. I mean, Reb Chaim held that it's taka is a kol havar. Now you can argue, maybe Reb Chaim would tell you that a Kol Havar was okay for Megillah. That was the Munkachi Rebbe's taina. Munkachi Rebbe's not denying that it's Kol Havar. He just told there's no psul of Kol Havar. I mean, Reb Chaim held that Avada, the telephone, has a din of a Kol Havar. Fine. That's step number one. Step number two is Kol Havara upsold by Megillah? The Munkachi Rebbe held not. If Yosef Engel has a tzad like that, also not. That Anach Rami, it's an echo. But who said echo is a problem for Megillah? Maybe echo is only a problem for Shaif. There's a sefer, the Pnei Maven. I saw it quoted by Rebbe Vadi Yosef. So he's got to be a Choshev Yid. I tried learning a little bit about his history. I wasn't too successful. But he writes the following. Hine, B'tkiya Shaifer ain't from Suffolk. He says, there's no doubt the lo yotza. You are not yotza Shaifer through a telephone. Tahave kitakele techabar techadus to yotza the shama kal havara. Rak b'kriyas ha-magillah, b'chayin kriyas ha-parashis, k'may parashis, och yesh la'anim yotza. So this is along the lines of the Munkachi Rebbe and Reb Chaim, that avada, a telephone, is a kol havar. We're not debating it. The question is, when is kol havar a problem? So he says, it's for sure a problem by shofar. So you would not be allowed to hear the shofar over a microphone. Again, you'd have other problems of electricity and things like that, but technically from a shofar issue, it wouldn't be good. But he writes, what about Megillah? V'im kein. Then he's daiti b'di'evet ha-shemei de telephone, kriyas ha-toyra, oy Megillah yotze b'di'evet v'intzorech lachzav l'kriyas. So he passes without a doubt. The person shows up to shul and he doesn't know anything about the sugya, and he hears the shofar, and he hears Megillah over the microphone or over the telephone, and comes home later and someone tells him, you know, it's a shaila. So here at least he passes your yotze b'di'evet. There are achrayim that hold you not yotze even b'di'evet. We'll get to them also tonight, hopefully. But he holds, no, you're yotze b'di'evet. Maybe it's not l'chatchila, but you're definitely yotze b'di'evet. The das it has to be live. But they're saying even live telephone, according to some achrayim, you're not going to be yotze. He holds b'di'evet, you're yotze. The Munkachi Rebbe holds l'chatchila, maybe it's okay. No problem. The Das Torah, the Marsham lived in the turn of the 20th century. So he also talks about the telephone. He writes, "Bedin shemei aidei maisa telephone shenis chadish b'yameinu." It's still relatively new. V'chein le'idin shmias kol shayfer. So he writes, "Sheila ha'yoyishiv ma'ar v'karin es megillah." If you're sitting in a cave and you read the Megillah, "V'echad shemei miroch kabaska," and someone hears from a distance the basko. V'chein b'shayfer v'leishama kol avar. It's not an echo. But it's a different sound. Everyone's trying to figure out what's he talking about. What's his baskoil? It's the echo or it's not the echo. El baskoil borer, im yotza, tshuva, efshad, kivin de be'inon shemea umashmia, va'oise baskoil sheneka v'nitztayir ba'avir, upayreach, ein lo yoit keshe mashmia de lo yotza. The sound is out and is no longer connected to the speaker. You can't connect it to the one who made the sound. Remez l'dovav, yeshkein raimi deraisa, fine. So he writes, Lefizeh lo yotza im shomat ki a shofar, a megillah, aidei phonograph, the telephone. So Paschal is the Marsham, not yotza. So we have the Marsham, not yotza, Reb Chaim, questionable, the Pnei Maven, yotza, b'dieved, while we have the Munkachi Rebbe perhaps even being matrit lechatchil.
What's the heter for hearing aid?
So I didn't get into that. This, it needs discussion. All the achronim are make with hearing aid, even if they're not make with a microphone. It's worth mentioning. Why is it different? It's a discussion, but that's kedai to mention from the get-go, that they're okay with the hearing. Most of them are okay with it. Even those that are against microphones are okay. What? Right, but the question is, are you really hearing the right voice, or it's a change? It's part of the same shayla here as well. So this all got interesting, but there's another achron that's worth mentioning. Again, so far the saving graces is the Munkachi Rebbe. Okay? There's another very chosh of a Pesach. Epsi Pesach Frank. Yeah.
Could I just ask the last one? Did it stire by? What was it? It's
tire. Where are we reading? Which piece?
The Das Torah.
The Marsham, yeah.
When you said Kol Shofar, then it's tire by? What's that question?
It's like it's jumping in the air. It's no longer connected somehow to the one who originally made this song. This sound. Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Sefer Ma'idim Muzmanim quotes from Ptzi Pesach Frank. Ptzi Pesach Frank was one of the great Rabbonim in Yerushalayim. I think he was Nifta in the 50s, 60s, not so long ago. Ptzi Pesach Frank was a big proponent that it's okay to use the microphone. It's because I remember these names. If you're going to have to defend yourself one day of who you, someone says, oh, you heard Megillah over the microphone, who are you Yisaymechon? So you got to be able to tell them names. I got the Munkachi Rebbe on my side. I have Ptzi Pesach Frank on my side. What does Ptzi Pesach Frank say? So number five, he writes from Ptzi Pesach Frank, the Sefer Mikrei Kodesh. I don't have the Sefer Mikrei Kodesh on my Oitzar HaChachma. I don't know why. So I can't get it from there, so I got it from Rav Moshe Sternbach quotes it. He writes, V'gam hu mechalik kanal shebeshoifer ein yotze. And he goes with the Munkachi Rebbe's lomdus, which is really Beis of Engel's lomdus. That shoifer, it's no good. Avo b'megillah yotzim. But if Tzipa Yitzchak Frank thought you would be yotze Megillah, rak mesayim b'tzorichin, But he writes Tzorechin. So I don't know if you can use him. Pesach Frank is the biggest matir, but somewhat of a matir. So says Ramesh Shterbach, and this is something a lot of Achrem threw around. There was a misunderstanding on how the microphone works and how everything is working. So Ramesh Shterbach, we'll see later more, he thinks they just didn't understand the Metzius well enough. Who was the first one to really heavily deal with the microphone? It was Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. The great Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he wrote this piece in a sefer Mincha Shlomo. They say he wrote it when he was around 19 or 20 years old. He wrote this very, very famous piece. Now, you have to know another thing about Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman was an unbelievable onuf. He did not throw around his name. He did not throw around his psakim. He was an unbelievable onuf. I just heard a story recently about him that there was a big siyum hashas in Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Shlomo Zalman went. And in the middle of it, they make a big announcement that there's a big gadol that joined us. We're so lucky to have him here. So Reb Shlomo Zalman starts looking around. Who's the big gadol? He didn't even think for a second they were talking about him. He thought they were talking about someone else. He's looking around to see who's the big gadol that came to the scene. Now, I'm giving you that hakdam because you're going to see that Reb Shlomo Zalman talks in a way very not his style. He's so adamant about his opinion about microphones, he comes off very strong. And he will see the way he writes it is not because he's a balgaiva, but he's so convinced that everyone missed the boat. Which some people would say that's what balgaiva are. But here, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, no, everyone missed the boat. I'm so right, and I'm only saying this because I think everyone else is wrong. So what does Reb Shlomo Zalman write in his Sefer Mincha Shlomo number 6? He writes, Acharei kol ha'tir. First he spends the first half discussing the science behind it. Now I tried going through it. I lost them at some point. I couldn't follow all of the scientific alumnus. But if you have a chance, if you're interested in it, take a look at Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Tes. It's a long, long siman. He spends the first half of it discussing the science of how the microphone works and the sound waves, this, that, and the other. So I kind of skipped that part. He comes to the end. Acharei kol ha'tir ha'umur la'el nira. Shashemea kol shayfer mikra megillah ide telephone, oy ram coil, either the telephone or a microphone. Lo yotza klal yidei chavasa. You are absolutely not yotza the mitzvah. Why? Shem the dafka kishereishem shmiya sa'ozen nasa boifin yosher ide kol shayfer. It has to be a straight sound. Shem zazeya sa'avir v'yotza ba koli kol os choshev kishemea kol shayfer. An untouched sound, a natural straight sound. Here you're playing around with it, you're changing it, you're messing with it. No good. This is Zalman's opinion. You're changing it. You're not hearing the real authentic sound. It's changed. It's tainted. It's moved around. It's not the same thing. Then he writes in another piece. You did nothing. You cannot make a bracha over a bracha heard over the microphone. This is the big issue when you go to chasanas and you hear the brachas under the chuppah. He's talking about the radio. It is not the original sound. You're hearing the sound of the machine. Okay? One more piece from Reb Shlomo Zalman. He writes, it is impossible to be yotze to anything with this type of sound. What else is negeya to havdala? According to Reb Shlomo Zalman, you're not yotze to Megillah, you're not yotze to Shefer, you're not yotze to havdala either, or brachas. This is where Reb Shlomo Zalman says something. He wrote this to a letter to Reb Henkin. The great Reb Henkin also wrote letters to Reb Shlomo Zalman about electricity, and he writes to him, even though I know people are in the spall by me, they ask kashas on me. What I'm saying is foreign to them. Everything I'm saying is 100% honest. I'm so clear. They just don't understand how it works. They just don't get it. They don't understand what's going on over here. They think it's really the same voice. And that's why I wrote so much on this, just to disprove them that they don't have it right. Anyone that would understand how it works would all agree to me. So on the footnote, he writes over here, number 7, the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was much older than Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he quotes on the bottom, one more piece, number 7, one more piece, he writes, Mikra Megillu Shar Minei Kriyas Muvarach is Derech Magbir Kol Lo Yotze Klum. You are not Yotze at all. Ve'im Ki Ani Ein Ani Rogel Klal Sakesh Ve'loim Kabbalah Daiti B'chol Kabbalah Daiti. Sidim Shabbat, it's not my style to be so strong about this, to be so against everyone else. He says, "Benidon ze hadover who pashed who bar etzli kivusa bechusa." He says, "I'm just so clear that I'm right. It's like I have to say something." Va'achoylik al ze einenu yedei klal mativish akliza. Again, he repeats, "This is his letter to Reb Henkin." And anyone who does other me did not do the research. Umitztarani she'enani memala bezes chivosa lefarsim isuze b'shar bas rabim. And it bothers me that I'm not spreading the word enough. So that's why I got up and I'm adamant about this, because I think everyone else just doesn't understand it. And if they'd understand it, they would be in my direction as well. Then on the footnote, he writes, "La'achas shekvar nitvas ma'amizeh." After I printed this essay, "Nizdamna li ledabri emorin ba'al ha'chazinish." I had a chance to talk to the Chazinish about it. "Va'omar li she'ledaitoi ein zeh kol kach poshet." Chazinish didn't think it was such a no-brainer. Reb Shlomo Zalman makes it sound like nothing to talk about. Not even a shayla, says the Chazinish. No, not so sure. Chazinish was not so convinced that Reb Shlomo Zalman was right. Maybe because this new sound was created by the speaker, and it's pretty soon, you hear it pretty soon afterwards. It's not like it's not like you tape it and play 10 minutes later. It's a small amount of delay, similar to that of a regular person speaking. Efsher. Again, people go around saying the Chazanish was matrit. No, Chazanish was at least open to the possibility. He was just not so convinced that, like Reb Shlomo Zalman, who closed the door to not even hearing it. He said, maybe, efsher. He writes, "Ukedoy mili shetzvichem loyim lefizeh demashomu v'gemarim kolavar shom aliyot ha'enu pishu kolavar nishmaktsas lacha kol adam." Zok to Chazanish, why is this different than an echo? Because an echo is much more delayed. Mashen ki telephone v'ram curl, but the telephone is a less of a delay. Well, then he's daiti. So what did Shlomo Zalman say about this Chazanish? Well, then he's daiti who chiddush gadlo mo'oid v'ein ani mevin oisai. I don't know what the Chazanish was talking about. I respect the Chazanish. The Chazanish was the senior of Reb Shlomo Zalman, but he doesn't. Again, Reb Shlomo Zalman is convinced that he just didn't have the facts right. And it's a frustrating thing. This was one of the things Rabbi Belsky Zatzal used to always have, because he knew everything. He knew the science, and he knew the mechanics behind everything. And when people make psakim and they just don't understand the facts, it's very frustrating. So Reb Shlomo Zalman was saying, I did the research. I spent the time. I'm telling you how this works. So you can tell me Lam Zahi and Lam Zaher. I'm telling you how it works. This is one of the things Rabbi Belsky dealt with a lot. He was saying, listen, I'm telling you how this, I can explain it to you scientifically, mathematically, with chemistry, whatever else he could throw at you, and if it, don't tell me that I don't have it right. So the Shlomo Zalman was very adamant. Again, I think they say he was 20 years old or 19 years old when he wrote this Kuntres. So he was very confident at a young age that he had it right.
What did you learn from Nifra that it has to be a Kori? I mean, what's the source?
It's the sound. You have to hear the sound. Whenever you have to hear sound, what is sound? No, we know the Chi of Megillah is you got to hear the Megillah. So what am I hearing? It works with Shemea Ka'ina. I'm Yoitza, but what am I hearing? Am I hearing real, authentic sound, or am I hearing played around with sound? I'm hearing a mixed sound created by a machine. That was the argument of Reb Shlomo Zalman.
For example, Havdalah. I don't know any Hebrew. Same. I listen to Havdalah, and everybody sings the whole thing. And Trey Kali Lomitra, so I'm not Yoitza? Yeah,
so you might have a problem. So again, for Megillah, we paskin, you don't have to understand the words, you just have to hear all the words.
But I'm hearing the words.
No, that's your...
imagining the
words from... Shlomo Zalman's argument is that you're not hearing the words of the Megillah, you're hearing the words from a machine. You're hearing the microphone talking. The microphone is not a bar chiyuva. You got to hear it from a 13-year-old adult. So you'll say, no, I am. I'm bringing out my sound through him. That was the Chazanish's argument. That's the in Lomnus, that's the nutshell of No. I was just bringing out that Rabbi Belsky was very bothered when people didn't understand how science worked.
Okay, but does he have a
I don't know what he holds about this. I would venture to believe he... I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what most of the contemporary Achronim hold.
Was this contrast contemporary with his holding against everyone else that electricity was from Shabbos?
Yeah, so he wrote a bunch of articles about electricity also.
He changed his mind later, I know. But
So here's the next, that's what that leads me in. So whenever you have a very controversial opinion, what ends up happening after that Gadol dies is someone wakes up and says he changed his mind. So here's what happens. So someone tied it that Rosh Hashanah changed his mind also. Now this is so convenient, isn't it? That he's the Das Yachid and everyone wants him to change his mind. So Ephraim Greenblatt has a tshuva about this. He writes in number 9, he writes, Hayimisha Toyin. There are those who claim Shagra is a chazerba, that Reb Shlomo Zalman changed his mind, and you could use it. Now, why would someone do that? Because they have an agenda. They have an agenda that they want to be able to justify what they're doing, and they want to be able to say Rav Shlomo Zalman agreed to them. So they say, oh, Rav Shlomo Zalman changed his mind. So he writes over here that someone told him, someone wrote him a letter. And he says, V'zoyis l'moydo sh'b'yoyim dal l'parashis Yisrei, yod tes shvat tov shenun hei, sechachti im agayin Rav Shlomo Zalman. I spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Amar Abacha b'Rivei Sefraim, oylonu sh'k'eisrei ch'lichtev al my Rav agayin Rav Shlomo Zalman zatzal. During that time, Rav Shlomo Zalman already passed. And he told him, Ubein heter she'elosev al zeh, v'hu amar li mefurash, she'mi oylom loichozar boy. Rav Shlomo Zalman told this person, who then wrote a letter to Ephraim Gilbert, he says, I want the world to know, I never took it back. I'm taking this with me to the grave, that you're not yates with a microphone. V'she chazanish is topic. But the chazanish wasn't sure. Aval etzloi hadov evade she'ein zeh nechshav shmir. But Rav Shlomo Zalman was gung-ho convinced. Maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe the Chazanish. But Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote, and he told this to someone, and this fellow wrote a letter to Ephraim Greenblatt shortly before he died, that I'm letting the world know I am not retracting my psak. So, to say Rav Shlomo Zalman retracted his psak is not correct. So we have Rav Shlomo Zalman.
How is this any different than a massive show, like the Bell Show, with thousands of people? It must be a delay.
So that, right, so that's a question of, that's different than a Havar, that's different than an echo, that's just that's the same sound, not being altered. Or drastically not being altered, I guess. That's the question. How much you can change the sound and still be the sound? Again, it's Be'etzem Olam D'Shashayla. It really is. I'm not doing justice. I'm just trying to get at least the psukim of the people to see what they said. No, I don't think the Chazon Ish. That's correct. That's enough to be considered a natural sound. That's right. It's Olam D'Shamachloikis and what makes human sound or what's considered natural sound of a person.
So all the havdalahs that are made for grandmothers.
Yep,
100%. They're not good.
According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, they're not good at all. Not good, useless.
There are people that say.
Yeah, we're going to get to that today. Hopefully, we'll see what everyone says about it. That's a shayla that happens all the time. Yeah. So in the Sefer Shi'ar Mitzvah Malach, he quotes from Reb Henkin. Now, the reason why I mentioned Reb Henkin because Reb Henkin wrote letters to Rav Shlomo Zalman about this topic. Reb Henkin was invested in this topic, and he quotes from Reb Henkin where he writes. Ein la elsem kuf khaftes ub hilch shabbes va kolponim bishas atchak mit khoyt es gdel yesh tes mach gdel yador ha koidem shevesi the shor mitzion alach rabbi braun himself thinks that bishas atchak you could be same khan the munkat shereba and those that we mentioned in the beginning but he writes but ein be kunjes edus li israel that was one of the svarim written by rab hakin shehich me agoin bishor ya hakin lechatkhila but lechatkhila definitely not. Maybe b'di'evit. Maybe someone's in a hospital bed and they can't get someone to come live and they need to do a Skype hookup. Maybe b'di'evit can be saying machdam mukat shereba. But lechatchila, Reb Henkin never thought lechatchila one can use a telephone or a microphone. Okay. Then it comes to the famous shaila, what did Rav Moshe hold? So we have a couple of truvas from Rav Moshe. Now again, people go around saying that Rav Moshe held your ladder here in Megillah through a microphone. That is not 100% honest. It's maybe not even 90% honest. What did Rav Moshe say? So let's read his tshuvas. Rav Moshe wrote three tshuvas about telephone and or microphone. Two of them are about Megillah, one's about Havdalah. So one tshuva Rav Moshe wrote, number 11, Igris Moshe Archaim Chelik Besim Kovchas. Rav Moshe was asked, what about hearing the Megillah over the microphone? And Rav Moshe goes back and forth, and he says like this, Hine, Lididi Mesav Ketuva, I'm not so sure about the Metzias. Even if you'll accept what experts say, that's not the real voice, but it's rather another voice, which was part of Shlomo Zalman's argument. Don't look at it as if the microphone created the sound, because the microphone doesn't work if there's no one standing in front of the microphone. It's not the microphone, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman made it sound like that you're hearing the Megillah from the microphone. What do you mean? The microphone's not an entity. Because if there's no one in front of the microphone doesn't produce any sound. It's the person who stands in front of the microphone who produces sound that goes into the microphone. So Dr. Moshe, maybe Yesh L'Hachshiv Zeh Kishmias Koyle Mamish. That's enough to make it as if it's his voice. The way Kol Zeh Shenishma Oyseh Koyle Mamish. Uminayin Lonu Etzem Koyech Hashmiya Echu. Sh'ulohi Gam Kei Boi V'Zeh Shenivra Eze Dove Ba'avir. Umagiyah Lo'oznoi. Says Rav Moshe, that's the way sound works. Sound travels. So this travels. And there's a delay also. There's a delay in sound. Every time a person talks, there's a delay till it gets to your ears. So the fact that the microphone has a delay, so what? This also has a delay. Then he writes, L'chein, Efsher, Shagam HaKol Shanasa Baha Microphone, Be'esh Medabish, Shoyim and Oise, Hu Nechshav Kolei Mamish, L'chein, Hu Yosem Mistavr. Rav Moshe thought it's more logical to say like that. That microphone is the medaber's real voice. Oh, so that's it. So Rav Moshe was moderate. not so fast. Then Rabbi says, "V'gam loybarer hadar v'mashu oimim shu kolach." It's not so clear to me. Ubi tamze efsher ein limchois biad elu shiraitzim lekray. He didn't say go out and do it. He said don't protest, don't start picketing, and don't start, you know, bad mouthing shuls to do it. That don't be moicha, says Rav Moshe, if they have a microphone. Mitzad halacha. Now the shoyel tied it to Rav Moshe. Maybe we should ask the microphones on Purim, because the next thing you know, there'll be microphones on Shabbos. Once you introduce the microphone into the shul, that's it. It's going to stay in shul. So Rav Moshe says, why would you make up such a gzera like that? That's so far fetched. He writes, "Will kilkol mitzvahs acheres shul l'shoyfer yikras atayim b'shabbos v'yom tayim iyef shalova mizeh." Why do you think, because if I bring the microphone in for Megillah on Purim, next thing you know, we're going to have the microphone in for Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why would you think that? He says, "The barish b'chol imkin gam yikru b'microphone or ein limchois b'Megillah kol shekem be'ilu." Ach, mikol makom. Because I'm not 100% sure on the Metzias, and it's still a novelty. Maybe it's not such a good idea. It's a good idea not to start new trends. So, would you say that this tshuva endorses using a microphone? I don't think so. Not if you're honest. Now, if you read the whole tshuva, Rav Moshe starts off saying, "Don't pick at them because maybe they're okay in halacha." Then Rav Moshe says, "Well, this is not a good idea. This is not a new way. This is not the way Kosh Baruch Hu wants to do mitzvahs. This is with Skype and with FaceTiming and with. Let's try to stick with the good old-fashioned way."
But his argument isn't logical anyway. Yes, of course, the speaker
changes
the sound in the microphone, but then what you're hearing is coming out of the speaker. It's modulated from the microphone to the speaker.
That's true.
Right.
Okay. That's possible as well. But to say that Rav Moshe is matrin in this tshuva is just not being honest. There's no heter in this tshuva at all.
No, he's not offering it either.
He's not being moichet. Would Rav Moshe tell you b'di'evad yoyotze? I think so. And I'll prove it to you from a later tshuva. I think Rav Moshe, if a person heard the Megillah over a microphone, came to Rav Moshe and said, "Rebbe, was I yoyotze?" I think he'd say yes. Would he make you read it again? I don't think so. I think he'd tell you yoytz. Would he tell a shul chatchila do it? I don't think so. And I'll prove it to you. Yeah.
Is the same way halacha apply when you talk about Abdullah, you know, over the telephone? How about as far as the Masad of Kiddushin over?
Same shayla, yeah. Well, huh? It's not Masad we don't care about. We care about the brachas.
Yeah.
Which brachas? The Shev brachas?
Yeah. The Bechzeris and the Bechzasun. The Masad is just a referee. We don't really.
I'm saying the two brachas that often, and you know.
Yeah, the brachas. I mean, the brachas Eirus and the brachas Nesum. It's the same shaila. Yeah.
Right. It's the same shaila.
Same shaila. So we'll talk about some of the term. I heard once a shiur from Rabbi Willick. He pointed this out. He said when he was first a young Masada Kedushin, he was the youngest person under the chuppah. The parents of the chassan were older than him, and the parents of the kala were older than him. So he was always, hesitant to get around to say that take away the microphone. He said now he's the oldest person under the chuppah. He's older than the chassan's parents. He's older than the kala's parents. He can do whatever he wants. So now he comes to a chuppah. He tells everyone, "Get the microphone away. We're doing a non-microphone chuppah." That's what I heard once I heard from him. But it's a big shail. What do you do with Sheva Brachas? So there are, you'll go to Chassid, you'll see there are misajim that will say no microphone. Doesn't do well for the people in the back of the crowd. That's why they start schmoozing, because they don't even hear what's going on.
No microphones.
Yeah. So we'll see there's a heter if you have enough people standing close enough that can hear without the microphone. So it could be it's not a problem. Now, how am I going to prove to you that I don't think Rav Moshe is really matrit? Because Rav Moshe has another truth. If you look at number 12, in Igris Moshe Arachaim Chelik Dalat Sam Kuv Chavav, and Moshe was asked to shayla the following. He says, "Shalom b'bracha liyamei nisim v'nefloi sheniska b'kiriv l'gu'ula shleima." That's a beautiful bracha that we should be zeich to the ultimate gula. Someone was asking Moshe shayla about Purim. B'davar shebepurim haba aleinu dochu kamokim l'shnei minyanim. We have very small, limited space for 2 minyanim. V'chol ha'talmidois, this was a girl school. K'sheyik b'tzulim kaimam v'beis ha'knesses lo yishmu b'lei ramka. If you put all the girls together where they need to be, you're not going to be able to hear the shofar without a microphone. So, granted, some people, when they set up the shofar with the microphone, they come up with a lomdus shetaina. Why should a shul have a microphone? Because we mentioned last week there's a din in Berayv Amhadras Melech. The more people come to Megill, the more beautiful it is. I just saw a sign where a guy was trying to give himself business. So he was trying to say, if you're looking for someone to come read Megillah for you. So he has three options. Someone who's sick in a hospital can't. Someone who can't get out of bed. Or someone just wants to have a private Megillah reading. That's wrong. That's really wrong. You shouldn't do that. And I think this guy shouldn't go read for such a person. You shouldn't say, well, I just don't want to be around people. That's not a heter. You don't like the noise, so take a smaller minyan. But because you don't want to get out of your bed to go to shul, and you want to sit on your couch and hear the Megillah, that's not right.
Maybe
so,
he brings eight people.
So maybe that's part of the gig. You got to pay for them also. So if you want to time that, and this I've seen people argue, you need to have a microphone because you want to have 1,000 people. You want to pack the shul, be bereivam. And how are you going to do properly with bereivam? You got to have a microphone. Now, that's a debatable argument. Maybe not. Maybe the Rav Ham doesn't dictate that you got to break the rules also. Let's say you can get a bigger crowd if you start Megillah at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Is that going to say, oh, but Rav Ham, we got to start Megillah at 5 o'clock tomorrow. You're not Yates if you read Megillah tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Not Yates at all. Shouldn't say that. The Shulchan Aruch Pasch, because you are Yates, but if it's after plag. We mentioned that last week. But most Achronim hold you not Yates. So says Rav Moshe, someone asked him about a girl's school. Now right away people are saying, oh, girls, you can't be Mako for girls. No, you can't be Mako for girls because girls are Mechoyev in Megillah also. Maybe Shmiya versus Kriya, but they at least got to hear it. If a microphone is not hearing it, then I hear it. So what does Rav Moshe write? So he says, the Shoyal asked Rav Moshe, Shula Yesh Lahat, B'Shas Tachak. Maybe you can be Mako because we don't have enough room and we got to pack the kids in together. Maybe we could just listen to a microphone. Why? If you match the wrote Tshuva Shali. Because I know Rav Moshe wrote a Tshuva about microphones. So what does Rav Moshe write back? Okay, he goes to his tshuva. He writes, "Hine af shehu ktsas dchak ein lasis kena daiti." Rav Moshe writes back to this fellow, "I wrote my tshuva, and I know what I wrote. I still don't think you should use a microphone. Why not?" He writes, "V'yoyse toiv she'achas hezik chav mispal umariv bebesek neses b'makam echad ve'achamariv le'yikra megillah. Take a break. Va'af loy bebesek neses at shekulam yachad yinaku es makam cheder oichel." You said you got to rearrange the furniture, move around the desks, the tables, whatever the case was. Right, you'll be able to make, I guess, a men's section, a lady section. Each group should have a minion of men. That's better than using a microphone. And what I'm implying from your shayla is that men are different than women from Megillah. He said that's not true. Because men and women are the exact same obligation. So you see, Rav Moshe himself was not so quick to just sign off using a microphone. So clearly Rav Moshe himself, although he was moderate, wasn't really moderate. Now, there's a kash on all this for one more tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva over here in Igros Moshe, Archaim Chelik Dalet, where he talks about hearing Havdalah over the phone. So Rav Moshe says, Hine, im i'ef shulo shetishma Havdalah bim kemoi, if it's impossible for the person to hear the Havdalah in their place, vada yesh l'shmoi ala telephone. So Rav Moshe, and this is what everyone is saying Mechan today, because Rav Moshe is the only one who's matarit. Kimat the only one who's matarit. Everyone today that makes Abdullah over the phone for people, they're saying Mechan this Rav Moshe. Because Rav Moshe writes, it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing. Now that's true, it is better than nothing. I don't disagree. And I think if a shul has no other option than a microphone, I would tell him to use the microphone. But we have other options. This Rav Moshe's raya is that there's no other options. It's either this or nothing. So that Yomai Shavada, that's better. He writes, because I said, V'odin gabi avdol, mishum duchol mitzvahs diba shebuchol hu b'kim megillah levad, sekh v'kriya shema. So Yomai Shavada, at the end, kimen shi efshelo l'shmai avdol, v'esa choylem tzvich l'shmai day telephone. That's only if it's impossible. It's only if it's impossible. But if you have another option, split the minyanim. Instead of having 1,000 people, have 2,500 minyanim. I think Rav Moshe would tell you that's probably more correct. So this is Rav Moshe, everyone is Saimachan. Everyone who makes Avdolah over the phone for people, they're Saimachan Rav Moshe. Now there is one problem. Ruba de Ruba, 99.9% of the Gedalei Achronim disagreed with Rav Moshe. They held even Medievet, you know, Yetzer, on the telephone. The Marshal, Yaakov Kamenetsky, Emes Liyakov, I only picked one source, but there's many of them. Yaakov writes Emes Liyakov, Ein le'isha losis dechavase Avdolah idea telephone. Kein zekol hamadaber, or lechitzvicha lehavdol ba'atzma. She should make her own Avdolah. That often is not the case. You have elderly people, or sometimes you have a woman after she has a baby. She just it's difficult. But Meikar Adin, Reb Yaakov, and Ruba the Ruba of the Achrenim. Reb Moshe is the minority opinion. So whenever I'm asked to Shaila about someone wants to make Avdolah over the phone, so I really tell them it's better not to. But you have Reb Moshe Feinstein to be Semichan. Who better than Reb Moshe Feinstein? Again, if it's this or nothing, Avada, this is better than nothing. But if the other person can make their own Havdalah, it's probably better they should make their own Havdalah. This fact that women don't like to make Havdalah is not really true. We spoke about this, I think, in other areas. A lady should make her own Havdalah, and she could drink the wine, she won't grow a beard. I promise you, if she drinks the Havdalah wine that she makes, she will not grow a beard. That's a Baba Mice, literally a Baba Mice.
How many years were between each?
So in the last booklet I made, I marked the years. I forgot now this time. You have to take a look. There's I don't remember exactly. Usually I try to mark the years because it's irrelevant to appreciate the timing when the question was asked. I don't remember now the years of the tshuva. So again, Rabbi Yaakov held you're not yaitz over the telephone. So if I asked, what do you think Rabbi Yaakov would hold about Megillah over the telephone? Stamma not yaitz. Right? No surprise, that's the way his son paskins, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky, number 15. Misha ni yochol lovi bi atzmi lishtati bi mikri Megillah. If someone can't come to shul, he's bedridden, he can't come to shul. Eino yochol lotzei sidei mitzvahs mikri Megillah idea telephone. You cannot be yaitz. The question is, why not be Samech and Rav Moshe B'dievet? That's what I would have done. Someone called me up. They have an aunt who just is in rehab or something. What should they do for Megillah? So I said, have someone go down and read it for her. But they can't. Can they use the telephone? Better not to use the telephone. B'dievet can use the telephone. Again, if it's either this or nothing, but here you have a problem. Again, you're making brachas. Should you make a bracha? Maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. I don't know. According to Rav Moshe, you make a bracha on Havdalah. You make all those brachas. And Moshe said, that's okay. So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky thinks no telephone. He writes in the bottom, I, Rav Moshe's matter it. So he says, Masik the Medina Nira Sheb microphone, Choshev Shmi Amalia, El the Soif Kosovin, the Stamish Bel, the Mikra Megillah, Af Bishasat Chak. Even though Rav Moshe himself was matter the microphone, Bishasat Chak, Umistava do Hadin, then your telephone Dina Hocha. And he thinks he still shouldn't use it. Again, what did Rav Moshe write at the tshuva? Don't come up with new ways of doing things. So, Rav Moshe would say that same thing with the telephone. Same thing with Skype. So would Rav Moshe give a heter to use Skype? I don't believe so. Would Rav Moshe say, b'dievet you yotze Skype? I think so. I think telephone and microphone Rav Moshe would be matter b'dievet, but not lechatchil. Definitely not lechatchil. If you look over here...
Does it make sense to do it without a bracha?
Yeah, I think if a person has no other option, I think he should definitely do it over the phone. It's you know. I think you should use a bracha. Rav Moshe would tell you, even if we're being samech on Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe would tell you to make a bracha on it. So Rav Ephraim Greenblatt in number 15, he writes like this. He says, someone asked Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, "Ubenegei shmias kol idei microphone." Someone asked Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. Now Rav Ephraim Greenblatt is a Talmud Muvak from Rav Moshe. Someone asked Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, "Can they put a microphone in the shul for Megillah?" So he writes, "He now got Rav Moshe finds the shlita loy kasa b'zeh tam leiser." Rav Moshe didn't answer it, but Rav Moshe didn't also endorse it. So he writes, well, in his deity, he slims up pshara. So he comes up with an interesting pshara. There's two ways you can have a microphone. You can have the balkari in another room. You can have the balkari in the room. And everyone could tell who's talking. I don't even know what this means. It doesn't change his voice so drastically. It just makes it louder. Ella Rak Mat, it just makes it a little bit louder. The Gam Shahamik Gufo Loye near Bemokim Shastan Bene Yodam Layavchin, and no one could tell he's using a mic. So then Yesh Lahakal. I guess his svara is that what Rav Moshe was worried about was this becoming the new phenomenon. If no one knows you're doing it, then it's not a new phenomenon. No one knows you're using a microphone. So if you can hide the microphone, which today you could, you have these little microphones you can attach. Right, so he's saying that Rav Moshe wasn't worried about that. Rav Moshe wasn't really worried about the halacha. Rav Moshe was worried about the new phenomenon. So Zakti B'Fayim Gilad, if you can hide it, and no one knows it, and it's like a little bit of a secret, so Kenzat, you can be Mekel. Again. So he's saying, if it's going to be clear that it's a microphone, then you can't do it. But if you can kind of hide it and fake it, then he thinks it's a mark to be Mekel.
But he's saying if you're in a different room,
no. Right, then it's going to be clear.
So that might be a difference between Skyping and telephone.
That's correct. That's a good point. Lafida Skyping, you're for sure not going to be able to hide it. That's...
seeing it.
Yeah, but everyone knows that it's not alive. He's not here. Meaning, that's the greatest... Meaning, Rav Moshe would see Skype, he'd be very, very skeptical. This is the greatest way of starting new trends. You can imagine no one's going to show up to Minyan anymore. They're just going to be Skyped in. There's going to be no... You know, Rav Moshe, I think, would definitely be skeptical of Skype. But he writes at the end. He writes, "Ach, ani eini yodea im hashoel ubar samcha sheimal kol atanayim." He says, "I'm not sure if the person that it's asking me is going to fill all these things." The gam biyodei lasis kain uladaiti loy kedai lahaschil. Don't start with these things. Ki pirtsa the chukah kireslan legane v'yoseh tov lelehanik chadashim. He's actually referring to that. Let's try to stay clear of all these new novel ideas. Let's go back to old school. You know, pen and paper. Let's go back to the old way we used to do things. Reb Shmuel Vosner also has a tshuva where he basically repeats the lomdus of Rav Moshe and he quotes Rav Moshe. But here's where he drops a big chiddush. He writes at the end, "V'hein emes im echot kvar shoma b'dievet adei ramkoil." Let's say a person went to shul where there was a microphone. What happens now? He comes home. What are you going to tell him? So we said, oh, you have the Pnei Maven to be Mekel, you have the Munkat Rebbe to be Mekel, maybe you have the Sha'ar Mitzion Ba'alacha. Says Reb Shmuel Vosner, Hayisi Mechayv L'Shmaya Pambeis, and make him hear Megillah again. Ava B'li Bracha. That makes sense, without a Bracha. I wonder what Reb Shlomo Zalman would say. I think Reb Shlomo Zalman would make a Bracha. Reb Shlomo Zalman would say, it's nothing. He weren't Yotze. Reb Moshe, I think, would also say, you Yotze B'dievet. Kivin the Me'ikar Adin Karv Shiyotze. I really think you are Yotze. I wasn't asked when it's a shasat chak. I was asked lechatchila. So then you're talking about a case regular. No people in hospitals and no people in a third world country and they don't have Megillah. Again, a person is stranded on an island without a Megillah and his only option is telephone. Okay, we can talk, but to go lechatchila, I'm not willing to be made. Another tshuva, where we have this idea, is from another tshuva from Rabbi Ephraim Greenland in the Sefer Rivei Ephraim, where he writes, "I wrote in my Sefer the Ein Yotze B'Shemei Megillah Adi Microphone. V'nishalti Mirav Shekabel Mishra Chadasha. The Rabbi got a new job. The Yeshu Yosim Masam Yolodim. He's got more than 200 kids. The Kosher Shemei B'Liyah Mic. It's not practical. Too much noise, right?" So he writes, "V'nisi dainosi acha kisvei shazju zikris Moshe u'misifachei legimul u'mashma d'lo yotzim b'zeh." Rabbi Ephraim Guba thinks that Rabbi Moshe holds he not yotze. I didn't get that feeling when I read the tshuva. Rabbi Moshe holds he not yotze, but b'di'evet. I think Rabbi Moshe held you l'chatchila shouldn't do, but b'di'evet. I think Rabbi Moshe would say it's okay. V'ayoyish yesh b'nei teira b'mishra hachadosha shaloi yiru lahem atshuva shaligris Moshe. Show everyone Rav Moshe's tshuva. Meaning, if your congregation comes to you and says, we want to have a microphone, so show Rav Moshe's tshuva. So Rav Moshe says not to do it. Again, assuming they that means something to them. He says, I'm sure if you show Rav Moshe's tshuvas, they'll never ask you again about bringing the microphone into show. They'll see Rav Moshe's tshuvas. They'll know the answer. Then he writes, V'chein l'chatchila idei mic, ki zeh kol avaro. U'b'di'eved, yitochin im shoma di'yotza, again, maybe b'di'evit, but you're asking me l'chatchila. A new shul wants to start a new minute to bring the microphone in. Zog to Ephraim Grumet, I wouldn't do it. Says Ephraim Grumet, we can't just forget about Psi Pesach Frank. Psi Pesach Frank was a great godel, and he's matrit. Said, but I'm sorry, I got to be loyal. I got to follow my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe Feinstein said not to do it. So you got to pick your loyalty over here. Are you going to be loyal to the Munkacher and Psi Pesach Frank, or basically to everyone else on the other side? Reb Tzvika Reisman, his Sefer Ratz Katzvi, tells us a little bit of an interesting story over here. He says he has a whole piece about the microphone, and I only took the part where he tells us a story. I always like stories. He tells us the following story. He says, not the last Siyam HaShas, but two Siyam HaShas ago, that was held in Madison Square Garden. He writes it. In Madison Square Garden, but the year was Tav Shin Nun Zayin. That's 1997. Right? 1997. So he got the kibud of Davini Mincha for the Yomid at the Siyam HaShas. On a side note, they don't give that out for free. You got to pay top dollar for that kibud. A big top dollar for that kibud. Okay? Okay? So he got the kibbut. But before he decided to take the omid, he said, how are we going to daven like this? I'm going to use a mic. There's a microphone at the Siyam HaShas for davening. So Tzvika Reisman said, how are we going to do this? It's so posh that you're allowed to use. So he writes at the end of the piece that after this, he decided he's going to actually learn the sugya properly. And he learned the sugya and he wrote a whole tshuva about it. But he said, what he did was, is he sent one of the people from the Aguda, he asked Reb Shmuel Blum from the Aguda, to ask Rabbi Yashiv. How are we going to do this? We're going to daven. We're going to make brachas over the microphone. We're going to do chazar shashats over the microphone. Is this okay? So they asked Rabbi Yashiv. And Rabbi Yashiv responds, look at the end of the piece. He writes, V'hoire, kim yeshto masara anoshim hashem yisashat gam l'loy ezves haramkol. If there are 10 people that can hear it without the help of the microphone, nechshev esatzvila kitzvila betzibur. That's fine. V'chala kohol yochol anas amen. So again, the chayri, you can do the same thing. Somehow or also, that's what they do for Shavrach. As long as you have 10 people, and that's what some people write for the microphone. If you gather 10 people around the Baal Mak, the one who reads the Megillah, and they're hearing it naturally, so everyone else is somehow Yaitz. That was Rabbi Yashiv's psak. The Tzitz Eliezer, yeah, this is what I think people are saying. That's what someone called me up and he asked me, what's the deal about going to a shul that has a microphone? So I told him, I think try to find another minyan. If you have to go there, I think try to sit up in the front row. Try to sit as close as you can to the Baal Kaira. This way you're hearing it from him, not so much from the mic. Meaning, if you're sitting in front of his face and you would remove the microphone, you'd still hear it. So that Achreinim will make up. Moshe Sternberg was make up. Yashub was make up. Then the Gavriel writes it like that. So that I think is a little bit more makom to be make up. Rebbe Vadi Yosef for the Svardim, he was not Mekel. And this is not just an Ashkenazi thing. Svardim also. If you look, Rebbe Vadi Yosef wrote a tshuva about it in Yabi Omer, but I took over here from the Yakut Yosef. In Yakut Yosef, he writes the following. Hashemea Mirka Megillah Beradio, Eina Yoitz Dechavasa. Afilu Kisha Shemea Aide Shidur Chai. Live broadcast. That takes care of Skyping. It can be live as live as you want. You still can't do it. Fashemea Brachas HaMegillah Beradio, Beshidur Chai, Oina Amen. So here he draws the distinction between Amen and the Megillah, which might be relevant to what Rabbi Yashar paskened about also. Rabbi Yashar was talking about Amen. He wasn't talking about the din of Mikra Megillah. V'chein HaShemeah HaBrachah Derech HaTelephone, Oina Amen. You hear brachas over the telephone, you answer Amen. Aval Eina Yoyitzi Dechavasim. She'ein Adam Shemeah Ela Tenudas Mevarga Shenoitzu Eidei Amidabin L'machshiri Meilu. This sounds like a Pshalim Zalman type Lomdus. Then he writes at the end, Kishu Ulam Bebeis HaKnes is Rochav Moed. If you have a very big shul, Uboi Kahal Godol Shemeah Megillah, big crowd, Yechoyil Mashmiah Mikra Megillah Eidei Ramkoil. They could use a microphone. If you take away the microphone, they could still hear. So you got to know the crowd. If it's a big room, and there's no way you can hear it. If without the microphone, no one could hear it, then you can't. So, that was his opinion. The Tzitz Eliezer, he paskins more makel. He writes, "Alkein l'maskana the din aniel lefeis daiti. The need to lechatchil bevadi yishlasas kol that stocky lachzor shloy lashmir kisa megill derech microphone. Try your best not to need a microphone. Avol ba'ovrei v'karoi bevadi ein makom lovoi v'livsek b'sakina charifa. There is no room," says the Tzitz Eliezer, "to come with such a sharp knife and to rule that b'di'evid you weren't yotze. How can you say such a thing?" Says the Tzitz Eliezer, "Don't be." Even though we saw Achren Mu say that, Reb Shmuel Vosner says it, maybe others say it. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, "Don't say that. That's not right to say." But avada, do not lechatchila set up a microphone. He says, "B'di'evid, it would be okay." That was his opinion. Reb Moshe Sternberg in 21 disagrees. He thinks you shouldn't use one. That's the opinion of the Debrit Sina Rav, and that's also the opinion of the Minchas Yitzchak. So halacha l'maisa, the takeaway: it's questionable. It's definitely questionable to use a microphone or to use Skype. Are there people to be Seimichan? Perhaps. You have a Petit Pesach Frank. You have the Munkache Rebbe. That's big people. But maybe even Rav Moshe Feinstein B'dievet. Rav Moshe Feinstein B'dievet, I think you could be Seimichan. But Lechatchila, to bring it into the shul, to me, it seems like a little bit of a difficult stretch that these Achrenim would be matter, both Skype, telephone. Again, if you have a patient in a hospital, B'dievet, is this or nothing? Mistami, you should use the telephone. Mistami, you have nothing else. You should be Seimichan Rav Moshe. Okay, one last thing. I know we were supposed to talk about other things, but we got caught up with the microphone. Every shul, everyone knows that the Gabbai makes a clap on the bima, and he says before the Megillah during the day, that when we say the Shechiyon on Megillah day, you should have in mind to be Yoytze, which mitzvahs? So what is the Gabbai going to announce? He's going to announce the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, Shalach Monos, and Matanos Avyonim. Every Gabbai makes that announcement. It's not what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Mr. Brewer quotes the Magen Avraham and some Tafresh Sadi Beis. He does not have that list. What's on the Mr. Brewer's list? He says you should have in mind the Shechianu first, Shalach Manas and Sudas Purim. Vizahu. That's it. So why does everyone announce all three? So because it's brought down in later Achrayim. This is from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim only has two out of three. If you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he has all three. He writes, number 25, you should have in mind for Shalach Manas, Matanas Avyayim and Sudas Purim. So that's why we do that. If you look at number 26, the Chayodim, he has a different equation. He writes, Shalach Manas, Matanas Avyayim, but he leaves out Sudas Purim. So the question is, why would the Mishnah Brewer leave out Matanas Avyayim? Shouldn't you have in mind for Matanas Avyayim? So the answer is, this takes us back to a very big Chakira, which we spoke about a few years ago on a Sunday morning show before Purim. Is Matanas Avyayim the mitzvah of tzedakah? It's a regular mitzvah of tzedakah, nothing fancy. It's just moderated to be done today. But it's stuck. Or Matanas Avyayim is a special Purim-based mitzvah. So l'chayu, if you hold it's a Purim-based mitzvah, then it's included in the Shechiyon or the mitzvah of Purim. But if it's a regular mitzvah of tzedakah, just Chazal said we want you to do it today, so it's not. It's really the mitzvah of tzedakah. And since the mitzvah of tzedakah is not specifically done, it's not miyuchas to the Yom Tov of Purim, perhaps it doesn't get a Shechiyon. That's one answer. The other answer is maybe they used to do Matanas Avyayim before Shacharis. They used to do Matanas Avyayim earlier. So since they did Matanas Avyayim earlier, it wasn't a ge'er. The only problem is, what does Sfardim do? Svarim don't say Shechiyana during the day. What do they do for these mitzvahs? It's not clear. There's different opinions. Some people say they make it, have in mind the Shechiyana the night before. Some people say that's too far off. You're talking, you can't be yaitzeh those mitzvahs at that time. So how does that brach work? But for us Ashkenazim, the minig ha'olam is, and this is what Chaim Kanevsky already writes, is that we do have all three in mind. We're supposed to have in mind Shalchmonis, Matanis Avyonim, and Sudas Purim. We're supposed to have all those three things in mind when we say to Shechianu. But to be fair and honest, that's not the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. B'shem the Magen Avraham, he only has two out of three. But in every shul across the world, they all announce all three. And if you ask the guy where he gets it from, I don't know what he'll tell you. But the Maaseh and Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. But the accepted custom is to have all three in mind when we recite the Shachianu, Mishnah Shem, on Purim morning.